So, Sam, what people don't realize that are just listening in once in a while with the Michael Piper show is this Russell Pickering. He calls in. He appears to be just a person in some other state. What no one realizes is, what is this guy? Who is he? He's been on the internet for a long time now. You didn't even know it, but he's been there for years trying to tell us what happened at the Pentagon. And now you're telling us that he's calling you and emailing you?
Well, Eric, this man, this Mr. Pickering, I'll just use the word, I don't know what word to use, but to pick the word harassment. I think he wants to take and put a divide in my own home, in my own family, between my only begotten son, my only son I have, Matthew Danner, age 22, and his father, age 53. My time is limited. I don't know how long it will be. Could be a year. Could be 20 years. But I have cancer, but I'm not going to play the cancer card and say, whoa, everybody have pity on me. But this Mr. Pickering, this guy Pickering, doesn't know when to stop emailing. He wants me to trust him. I'd have no clue who he is. He has no credentials of any kind. Won't tell me where he works. Doesn't tell me what he does. I don't know what his income is. Of course, that is private, isn't it? But, you know, these issues abound and abound, and they work on my conscience. They work on my psyche. He tries to use my son, I think, to manipulate against me. And it just works, you know. Some of the things of the Pentagon story I've told, they've been going over and going over and going over and being on the Collins Piper show, Michael Collins Piper, I've explained about my pilot's license, no license issue. And I'm wanting to explain with my son some other issues about Amtrak and all that with my son, me and my son and Piper, Mr. Piper. But, you know, we got to have this investigator, Mr. Pickering. Well, who is Mr. Pickering? He is a Pentagon expert. Oh, my. He's a Pentagon expert. He knows all about the Pentagon. I suppose he knows Dick Cheney by first name. And, of course, what's his name? Snow from Fox. He's my buddy. I guess he knows him well. I guess he knows about the structural, the structure of the building, the blueprints, the plans, four floor plans. He has said that he is a Pentagon expert. So I expect him, if he's a Pentagon expert, to be an expert not just in personnel issues, but also in structural adhesives and stuff like that, how the building was, built. And he should be an expert on this crash. He should be an expert on a 757 hitting the Pentagon. He should know all. And I just take him the course on that. And he calls me repeatedly, redundantly, over and over. So he emails me. I can help you. Just confess. Just write to me. Tell me. Everything is a lie. You go ahead and print an email or write an email. You know, dear Mr. Pickering, or dear Mr. Collins of the Michael Collins Piper Show, this is Sam Danner calling. I'm very sorry, but I have lied. Everything I told everybody on the Internet is a lie. It's not true. This is not true. There's partial things that were spun out, okay, by people that spin stories. The airplane pilot issue. Amtrak, where was that at certain times, and the interstate traffic sign mix-ups and stuff like that. You know, people try to dissect this whole thing and try to get it down to, you know, nanoseconds. You can't do that. This is the real world, okay? This happened 6 years ago. I can't remember exact issues. In fact, I even got the cars confused because I owned three different cars at that time. And I thought I was in one car, the Saturn car, and I was in the Hyundai car that I owned. A Hyundai Accent. I made a mistake. You know, I can't help that, public. Forgive me. I am human. But that's the way it flies. You know, I mean, either, you know, believe me or go out and believe all these guys that got these conspiracy story issues, and you come back to me and tell me on the paper show. I don't know what to say there. Eric, you want to comment here?
Well, what you're saying, Russell Pickering is calling you on the phone. How long has this been going on?
No, it's been going on, let's see, today, and let me look at my watch here. It's August the 3rd. It started last night after the program.
After you went on Mike Piper's show yesterday.
Yes, sir, and that was unexpected also.
You just decided to do it.
No, I decided to call Mr. Piper and was negligent of the time, you know. And here I was calling when he was getting ready to go on the air. He thought I was the radio station, and it was me. And he said, hey, do you want to go ahead and, you know, check it out with him? You know, do you want to go ahead and go on tonight?
I see. You were just calling to talk to him, and it just happened
sir.
To be at the right time for the show.
That's correct, sir. And he'll validate that.
So Russell started to call you on the phone after the show, but was he? So did he just email you before that, or he wasn't calling before that?
It was emails. No. It was phone calls because I wouldn't answer them because I saw counsel. Right away, and that was when I won't say who that was with. It was with somebody that you know very well, and the closest counsel that you know, Eric, is the counsel I sought. I'll leave it like that.
Okay, so he was calling you days ago, but you just never answered the phone call. You ignored it.
No, sir. That would be a lie. No, and let's backtrack. Last night after the program, the phone calls began. I contacted a close friend of ours that's related to the program very closely, and this person spent a long time with me on the phone warning me about Mr. Pickering and not to ever, ever, ever answer the telephone. Well, I didn't do that. When he started touching my laptop, he got my address. I guess he bribed it out of my son somehow. Or said something to him. I don't know what. I don't know how he got it. Various people have it. I mean, you know, it could be anybody. And when the emails came, I still didn't call him. I emailed him back. And every email I emailed back to him, I forwarded to certain appropriate people of which you know yourself. And it's your option as to who knows or how you present that to the people in the internet world, or what may it be, but I thought that I forward everything I got from him that I remember to all the to people that I wanted that were very important to this case, if you wanted to call it a case. It's turned out to be a big issue made by a guy named Russell Pickering, who claims to be a Pentagon researcher and a Pentagon expert. That makes you think that he's connected with the CIA or the National Security Service or agency. And these impressions I get from this gentleman, and I hate to say all this.
Well, he's been calling you a lot the past, ever since yesterday then, all today even.
In the last hour and a half, he's called six times.
Did you talk to him, or did you answer?
I got on caller ID. I can verify every call.
Did you answer any of them?
No, sir, I did not. And part of it is because I was on a computer typing out stuff to my various people that at least have some faith in me.
Oh, yeah, I was just wondering. Have you have talked to him on the phone, though?
No, sir, I have not.
Oh, not yet.
I have not answered one phone call of his. I want to make that very public. I have not answered one phone call of his.
So you're only...
My son's the only person I've talked to, my own son.
And has your son been getting phone calls from this guy also?
I don't know. It's between him and my son. My son, I think, is angry with me. You know, I think my son's very angry with me. I did what my son basically requested because I was under so much heat from Mr. Piper, No, that's Michael. I'm sorry. This Pickering, whatever his name is, I was under so much pressure all the time and not knowing who he was or anything. I love my family dearly. I love my son dearly. I have three children. I have a daughter, age 26, Matthew's 22, Elizabeth's 18. They're wonderful children. My wife is stressed out by all this stuff. And, you got this guy, Con, who is an authority. Well, I want to see a badge. I want to see something official. If you're an authority, I want to know it. If you're with the government, tell me you're with the government. I want more information about you besides that. I'm not going to take your word for it. Eric, I know you because I know you.
Right,
I know
you
are. I know all that stuff. I don't know this Russell Pickering. I haven't got a clue who he is.
Right, so he's sending you a lot of emails right now also then. He's been doing that for days, huh?
This is what's going on. He's sending me a lot of I'm going on the air email. He's going on the air on the show tonight. So if he put this out quick, everybody can listen. But I don't know who's going to be on it. My son could be on there for all I know. I choose not to listen to it. I'm not an internet guy anyway. And if this was for fame, well, everybody lost out on that because I'm not interested in all these posts about my name.
No.
It's all over the world.
But you see, to understand what's happening, Sam, you have to listen. Think about this now. This guy is not asking you questions to clarify anything. He's trying to get you to admit that you are lying. You see the difference? If he was truly a normal investigator, he would be asking you questions like, well, what type of pilot's license do you have? What time were you really at this? Did you leave Amtrak? You see, he's not asking you questions. He's not looking for clarification or verification. He's trying to get you to, like you said, send out those documents that you're lying. Do you see the difference here?
Yes, I do. He has never asked me my employment record at Amtrak. That surprises me.
He doesn't want information. He wants you to shut up. And see, this is what... And the intimidation, the emails, the phone calls. He may be involved in that voicemail message that you haven't, I guess, heard yet, that your son has. I've listened to it, and I can tell you it's easy to edit voicemail messages. It's not difficult to take an audio file and pull words out, put words in, and make it sound like you're doing anything. You can have a person admit to anything. So what they need to do is, you need to be able to listen to your own voicemail messages and see, did you really say those things? Because if not, see, Russell Pickering may have taken some of your audio files and edited them and then played them even to your son. And then fooled your son into thinking that you're lying. Or frightened your son. See, this is what people have to realize. This Russell Pickering is not an investigator. He's there to stop people. He's there to get you to shut up. He's there to cover up the crime. He is identifying himself by his behavior as part of this whole criminal network. Don't you see?
Well, it's starting to make sense, everything you say, Eric.
Because what you're saying, it changes so many...
Because he never answered me technical questions.
He doesn't want your information.
Like, what's my clock number in Amtrak? I mean, he goes on and tells the public, well, I've invested in Mr. Danner, and turns out... I explained that whole pilot issue last night on the Michael Collins Piper show. I explained it on the Alex Jones show. I think it did they did an outstanding job. And she about the pilot license. I was trying to be forthwith and honest about the questions that were presented to me. Things that I wanted to talk about that are private between my son and myself, I said I would arrange to have with my son and myself, and you perhaps, Eric, if you want, to have it on the Michael Collins Piper show. And we'll just have it out on the telephones, or he'll be with me and we'll be on extension in the same home. I thought that was the most appropriate thing. But it seems like Mr. Pickering's got another agenda. He wants to push and push and push this issue and push this thing about you weren't here, you weren't on Route 27, you don't know what you're talking about, you don't know who Mr. Erskine is or even if you fabricated him. I mean, I've heard everything. So, you know, if you, in order to save my family from getting split up over all this pettiness, I went ahead and sent those emails out, and which you got a copy of. I deny I did this. I lied about that. I lied about the whole thing. The whole thing is a lie. Well, I lied about my own lie. You know, if that's a lie, I mean, well, that doesn't make sense. I mean, I lied about what I went through, which is the truth. I mean, I...
Why don't you got tired of listening to Russell Pickering bother you and the fighting in your family, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's constant stuff. Phones ringing. Well, who are they? Are they, you know, I have cancer. Are they creditors? You know, I got credit issues, okay? And that's personal issues. Then I got this Pickering guy. All of a sudden, he's a great authority. All, you know, he's the one that the Warren Commission. I mean, he's the guy behind Kennedy's investigation. He leads you to believe that he loves you. He's concerned about you. I mean, I don't know what to think. I really don't know what to think. And I've read this. I've said this in emails over and over to different people, you know. What am I to think? Who am I to trust? I don't know what to trust anymore.
Well, yeah, but you'll see a pattern. You see, when you went on Mike Piper's show and you had those two people calling up and saying, what are we spending so much time with Danner for? Who cares about Danner? And then that one woman tries to switch the conversation to, it's the Vatican. That's what we need to focus on, the Vatican. You see, what they want you to do is they don't want to hear you. They don't want you talking. They want you to get out of here because what they want to do is blame the Vatican for everything or twist it into something else. They don't want you exposing this crime. This is a very, very big crime. And if what you're saying is true, think about it. If from the public's point of view, you cannot be honest at the same time they're honest. Somebody is lying here. You see, now, if you're telling the truth, that means they're the liars. Alex Jones has even been trying to get people not to look closely at the Pentagon. Now, he didn't, he's very careful not to say that Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. What he does is he's very careful. He says, you shouldn't look into it because they might soon release video that shows the Flight 77 hitting the Pentagon. See, he's very careful. Others are just coming right out and saying Flight 77 did hit the Pentagon, like Mike Rivero of What Really Happened. And then you got Russell Pickering. He's trying to twist it all around. You are exposing all these people. And they want you to stop it desperately. So that's why you have to look at it this way. You shouldn't get frustrated by it. You have to realize this is why they're doing it. And this is what is probably happening to other people like you that saw what hit the Pentagon. What you're going through now, they may have gone through years ago. See, the ones that already contacted the FBI, for example, they may have already gone through this and already decided to keep their mouth shut.
Eric, I'll tell you this. I have contacted, out of the six names that I have copied at the Pentagon site, and I want everyone, this is being taped and will be played on the internet, I want everybody to listen. I've copied and addressed six individuals. Out of the six individual people that I met at the Pentagon, as you see me or see us picking up scraps on the ground, which are supposed to be a 757, mind you. I cannot mention a name on this, but I have met one woman who is adamantly in agreement with me. She's married, she has children, she lives in Maryland. That's all I'll say about that woman. But I am in contact with her. She is the other people I've some are out of state, some have moved, some say they'll get back with me, some I can't reach. But I've made the effort. And this lady said, at the right time, she will come forward, but she is afraid. I've talked to her husband. She is afraid. She's very afraid. She sees my name on the Internet. Who ever heard of being on the Internet 20 or 25 different things? Somebody called me country bumpkin. Well, there's some truth to that. I live in Western Maryland. But I've got a college education, so I wouldn't be that country bumpkin. However, there is some truth to that. And when I see how the Internet works, and I'm not an Internet person, and I'm speaking to everybody listening to this, not just to Eric, but when it's all said and done, you know, I'm shocked and awed that my name is up there for everything. So my son at one time said, maybe my father's doing it for fame. Well, I got plenty of fame, don't I? I mean, what has it done? It's wrecked my marriage. I have cancer. We're not going to play the cancer card, but, you know, I got to throw it in there. I can't deny that. That has nothing to do with this, but it exacerbates. Do you hear me? It exacerbates the condition. It makes things worse for my life. I have children I love. I'm a normal blue-collar Joe Blow, half blue-collar, half white, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I'm the type of American, I'm a patriot, I love this country. And even Mr. Pickering himself wrote me in an email, and he said, Mr. Danner, do you remember when you said you talked about Superman on the Alex Jones show? You know, I didn't write back to him, and I didn't call him. Well, yes. No, I did write back. I'll take that back. I'm sorry. Don't want to tell a tale here. I did write back in my brief email. I said, yes, I remember the Superman analogy. You know, I hope those days are really here. Truth, justice in the American way. Maybe if you're a Christian, you want truth, justice in the Jesus way. That's fine with me. That's fine with me too. But anyway, aside from that, with this justice issue, he brought that up. And like maybe Mr. Pickering was representing or being a representative of my way of patriotism. My patriotism was as a young Boy Scout, you know, in Troop 78 in Hagerstown, Maryland. Oh, yes, I still live up here. You guys that want to respond and try to find my phone number, I live in Hagerstown. So, you know, save the trouble. But, the issue about being truth, justice, and American way has stuck with me all through those years. I'm 53 now, fighting a terminal illness. I plan to live another 20 or 30 years. I really do. And I hope to God that our federal government is not involved in this mess. I don't know, but right now, I'm just concerned and worried about my immediate family and the issues that concern them. And all this disruption that's going on, and lying, and counter lies, and lies of counter that. You know, out of all these years, how many people have come forward out of the public? How many have come forward out of the public about the Pentagon? Eric, do you know?
You, as far as I know. See,
who
see,
else?
Well, nobody. Steve.
Brother,
Steve.
I'm going to challenge you. Tell me some more.
Well, the only one that has said anything was Steve Riskus, but then he didn't go down onto the lawn. He just took a few pictures, then drove off. You see, you're the only, you've got, this is why you are so important right now to them. This is why they want you to shut up. This is why those callers will call in and right to your face make these remarks. You're talking so much about Danner. You're obsessing with Danner. But you've got to realize that you could open up this to a lot of people, make these people realize Russell Pickering is part of this criminal network. Look at who he is, find his friends, and you've got part of the network right there. And everybody else who is trying to tell us that it was Flight 77 or all of them, they should all be put on the list. If we had a government that was honest, they'd be looking at these people and their friends. And their finances. You see, these people are giving themselves away. They're by trying to cover up the crime, by trying to make you go quiet, by harassing you and your family. This, they're giving themselves away. We have their names now. And people, instead of being frightened, they should be happy. They should be writing their names on the list and saying, well, here's another one. Now we got Russell Pickering. That's what they should be doing, adding these people to the list. You see, this is what we should be glad they're doing this. They're exposing themselves. And instead of getting fearful, this is what people should be doing. They should be. It's like catching a fish. Now we've got Russell. I mean, Russell's been out there for a long time acting suspicious, but this is his constant calling and his stupid emails. This is just more like proof positive. What do we need now? He's not looking for your information. He's trying to get you to shut up. And same with that woman who called and tried to blame the Vatican. Who is she? Put her on the list. All of these people are identifying themselves for us. Do you see? And we should be happy.
Yes, I see a lot of this pattern. And we're talking about truth here. So I'm going to be truthful about one other issue. They being certain criteria people, maybe we'll pick that lady out from last night, even though she didn't say this. I don't know her name. I won't repeat what state she's from, but she's talked about the Catholic Church. Well, no, I'm not with that train of thought at all. I told people I was going to college or going to seminary. If you want to look it up, Brother Neighborhood Investigators, I went to Zion Bible Institute in 1975. It's 846 Broadway, Rhode Island, 06294. I don't know their phone number. You dig it up. You're the investigators. So anyway, what I wanted to say is, Eric, they point to you. They point to you, some of these people, about this, about Zionism. And I don't want to get into all that stuff. That's a theological issue somewhat with me, and a political issue also, and I'm interested in it. But they think you're anti-Semitic, that you hate Jews, you want them all to burn. I've heard all this stuff about you, and yet I still come back to you, do I not?
Yeah. Well, this is another thing, and it's another clue, but people don't get it. When I say things like the World Trade Center towers were blown up and Flight 77 hit the Pentagon, look at what they say in response. They don't say, well, he's making a mistake here and here. What they're saying is, oh, he's an anti-Semite. There's no correlation here. I'm saying the World Trade Centers were blown up, and I'm saying there's Israeli involvement, and all they can respond with is that I'm an anti-Semite. Do you see how ridiculous this is? There's no correlation.
I mean, you have taught me a lot. I don't think I'm a genius. I don't have an IQ of 210. Or 186, or anything like that. But on the same coin, you know, I'm not stupid. I did go to school, went to college, and I was in the upper quarter, and I did well. And the things that you did say, I was taught against that. We're talking about Zionism, okay? But as a grown man studies the Hebrew Scripture in Hebrew, I'm talking about in the language itself, and political history, which is most important out of those two things, or out of that one issue, I have come to learn some things that you have taught me that I thought I would never come to believe as a result of this whole 9/11 issue. Now, I'm not on the bandwagon, hey, this blame Israel or Hezbollah or whatever. I'm very concerned about Middle East issues. Very concerned. Well, in fact, I'm worried. And if I let myself think about it, I could get terrified, along with some of the other things that have been thrown at me about this 9/11 issue. But I've learned a lot from you, Eric, and about, that sort of train of thought.
Well, this is why they don't want me talking either, you see? Because when I talk about...
Well, they hate you, I know that.
But you have to look at why. And why are they pushing the other people, like the Loose Change people and Dylan Avery? Because they will deny there is any Israeli involvement. And you see, their only way to the only way, look at their treatment of me and you, and even Daryl Smith, Christopher Bolin, Michael Piper. They can't argue with anything you're saying. They're just trying to pressure you into shutting your mouth and admitting you made a lie. Do you see that? Do you see their treatment of you? Their treatment of me is the same way. They can only stand behind a bush and throw rocks, which verbal rocks, like insults. You see, they have no defense against what we say. They have no arguments. This is a sign that they're liars. People should be using this as a clue to figure this out. You know, when you accuse somebody of stealing your car and all they can say is, oh, you're fat, or you're an anti-Semite, I mean, that's not a defense. And that's a sign that this person has no excuse. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If I'm wrong, they would say, well, here's where he's making his mistakes. They're not saying that, and they're not saying that about you. They're not saying you're wrong. They're pressuring you. And they're insulting you. They're saying to Michael Piper, oh, you're obsessing with Sam Danner. They're not saying that Sam Danner is wrong. You see, they're not coming up with evidence that you're lying. They're trying to use emotional manipulation, saying, oh, you're obsessing with him. Well, we could say they're obsessing with the Vatican stuff. Look at Greg Szymanski. The guy is obsessing with how the Vatican is behind all of the corruption. But nobody ever says, oh, you're obsessing over this Vatican theory. They never say you're obsessing over blaming George Bush. You see, they have no defense against us. And this should be a clue to people.
Well, why did the woman down in Louisiana or down yonder south, why did she say to Mr. Piper on his show last night about we're spending too much time obsessing with this Sam Danner? I didn't, you know, is Mr. Piper doing such? Is he obsessing with me?
No.
I mean, I don't know what the deal is.
Well, no, he's only had a couple shows with you. See, this is what I'm saying. If you look at what's on the internet since 9/11, they have more stories about the Vatican behind this corruption. They have stories about this globalist or the New World Order. Nobody ever tells Alex Jones, you're obsessing with these globalists.
That's true.
Have you ever heard anybody call him up and say, well, shut up already. We're sick of hearing globalists. No one ever says that.
One person picks out Sam Danner, makes a big issue of it, but you're correct in what you're saying. I mean, I never heard anybody make a big deal about Alex, about him being a globalist, because it is getting old. Number for 25 years.
Well, it's not just that it's old. It's too vague to mean anything.
Exactly. It is too vague. It's kind of like a meaningless type of mist or a fog. It's kind of floats around all the time. It's always in the back. You know, we can always fall back on the globalist bit if everything else does not work, whatever the current political trends may be. No, that's just a comment from me, that's all.
Right, well, it's the truth. And you see, the globalists, it's like blaming boogeymen. What's a boogeyman? What are globalists? It doesn't mean anything, but you could easily say they obsess with it. The reaction you're getting is anger, Sam. It's anger. They are furious with you. That's why they're calling you up. While you're on the line, they're making these remarks about obsessing with you, how we should stop talking about you. They're angry because you are the first person to stand up. If you inspire other people, they're in serious trouble. Think about this. Imagine other people listening to you, thinking to themselves, wait a minute, Sam has the guts to stand up. Maybe I should also. If you were to start, if this were to inspire other people, do you realize the trouble they could be in? Imagine a bunch of people at that Pentagon and at the World Trade Center coming forward to help out. I mean, it could end it for them. As long as they keep people frightened and keep them quiet, they have control of this country. If people like you can come forward, if you inspire other people, they're in serious trouble because we outnumber them by so much. There are people at the Pentagon, you said yourself, there are people that work there that know what's going on. If they weren't so frightened and they started coming forward, do you realize what would happen?
Well, let me say something, just a brief thing right here. There's been some question I've heard scuttlebutt about Mr. Erickson, or something close to that. I think E-R, someone spelled it pretty close, Eckstein. It was something like E-R-S-T with a Stein in it. E-R-C something with a Stein. I mean, I remember. Remember, this man has a badge on. And I keep looking at it and I keep trying to remember what you're seeing. This, remember, my mind is nothing but cognitive confusion.
It's, well, plus it was 5 years ago.
Yes, sir, it's 5 years ago. And it's cognitive confusion. And I'm trying to go through that cloud of 5 years. Everybody I talk to, or anybody that talks to me, expects me to be cloud clear on this. And it's hard. It's very hard. They don't realize that I'm trying to tell them what really happened as I remembered it. And I had to take many notes, many notes. Some things thought to come fresh in my head. Oh, got to write that down. Get up at 2:30 and whatever. Forget the bathroom. Write down that thought right away. I didn't think about it in the morning. Well, was that factual or was that not factual? You know, I didn't. That Fox News picture that is you've made famous to me, I didn't know the helicopter. There were helicopters all over the place. You think that Sam Danner took time to look up at news helicopters to see what channel represented what station, or where Blackhawks versus Huey UH-1 helicopters, I mean, what ratio was it to one to another? Were they gunships? Were they rescue deals? I mean, what? They were everywhere. In fact, if you look at some more internet pictures, which I just haven't looked at today because you're making me more interested in the internet, is I saw a bunch of those Huey choppers line up in a row. Well, what in the world do we have Army military helicopters lined up parked over the Pentagon? Well, I guess because the Pentagon is the central nervous system of the United States security, or the United States Army and Air Force, or the United States forces, just military forces in general. So maybe I answered my own question there by saying that. But I had a bazillion questions going through my head that this was not a rescue operation. This was not to save anyone's life. This was some kind of a stunt set up, and I held my peace long enough until I've gotten to the point where I got boiling mad, and that's why I brought this thing forward. And then I flip-flop on it, and I, public, listen to me. You're hearing this on the internet, on your computer, or whatever you're listening to this thing to. I got boiling mad, and I flip-flop on because I'm intimidated probably by some government people, let alone this Mr. Pickering. So I've got to deal with a lot of things. Remember, I'm dealing with family that's not really good relations right now. I'm dealing with medical issues that aren't inducive to my, you know, to my life right now. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff. But I decide nobody has stood up. I've asked Eric. Eric of... say your name, sir.
Eric Hufschmid.
I knew I'd say it right. It was Hufschmid. I know how to say it right, but I think, well, I'll probably say it wrong, so better time the other way.
Right.
But anyway, I knew, you know, by talking to him, he brings me kind of like out of, back into focus again, because I get easily discouraged when I get nothing but a bunch of hassle and threats. And, you know, we know who you are, you Jew hater, and we're going to burn your house down and just stuff like that. I don't need it. I don't need all this hassle. So, you know, I'm almost intimidated and forced to go ahead and whatever is dictated to me by Mr. Pickering, whoever he is.
Now, when you say he dictates to you, he's those emails, he's basically telling you what to say, isn't he? If I understand these emails correctly.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm being as truthful as I can be, okay? So, public, bear with me. I took it, originally, as my son told it to me. If I caught this, and this is as I got it from my son. And, Eric, you have his number. Maybe you don't, but you can call him. I was told by my son, if I talk to Mr. Pickering. I forgot his first name.
Russell.
But Russell Pickering. If I talk to Russell Pickering and just tell him that I lied about all this, or repeat whatever he gave me. In other words, Mr. Pickering, Mr. Russell Pickering, could you assist me in my statement of recanting? You know, so if he said, Mr. Danner, this is what you're to say. I'm Sam Danner, therefore on this day, blah, 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 totally, and, you know, recant everything I said on such and such a date to so-and-so people and whatever. I don't know what he would bring up, because I've been interviewed so much. And then, you know, in other words, recant the whole thing. I mean, there's some things in question that I do need, I feel, to make clear with my son on the radio or on the internet or whatever. I mean, that can be arranged. And but anyway, that's a separate issue of itself. But he wants me to lay the whole thing on the line. So today I got so irritated by all this bugging me stuff. Son calls me, asks me all these questions. He calls me. I get emails. I go out with my daughter. She's getting ready to go to college. She's my last child, 18 years old, my last one in the home. I take her out to dinner. We have a steak, have a good time, come home. What I got? I got three or four calls from Wyoming, where Mr. Pickering lives. I got all those emails stacked up from a bunch of people. And it's very, very intimidating and very, like, I need a lawyer. Mr. Pickering wants to be my attorney. Hear me. I'll say it again. Russell Pickering wants to be my attorney. Represent me. He wants to make it less painful. I'm quoting from an email. Less painful. Now, I have forwarded these emails. I do not have them all. I deleted everything out of my laptop. Sent everything to Michael Collins Piper and to Eric Hushmidt, who we are speaking with right now. And take a little break here, Eric. You want to pick it up?
Sure. Well, yeah, so basically it sounds like he's not an investigator. He's trying to tell you, here's what I want you to say. And he's giving you basically a form letter, and all you do is put your name on it. And
exactly,
then,
exactly.
And then it says, yes, I, Sam Danner, am a liar.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is not an investigator. If this doesn't implicate Russell Pickering in the crime, there's something wrong with the American public. This is proof. Nobody goes to somebody with basically a form letter and says, sign here.
Well, he never said a form letter, Eric.
No, but it's basically those emails you forwarded to me. It's basically...
Well, I forwarded them all to you for evidence.
Yeah, but it's basically he's telling you, here's what I want you to do. Admit you're lying. But see, that's not an investigator. Can you imagine... would you do this to somebody?
No, sir. No, sir. I would go through some kind of proper legal protocol.
Well, you have to first.
Like that.
You would first look for some evidence that it's even true, that you are lying.
Yes, I would. And he says that picture from Fox is a total fabrication. I mean, hold it. Back up, Sam. He didn't say the picture was a fabrication, but somehow, me in the Fox picture, I'm sorry. I haven't eaten dinner yet.
Oh, he doesn't believe it's you.
No, he didn't believe that was me. But what ticked me off was, if you're going to believe anything, I don't care if you believe that's me or not. But I want you to know the man in a white shirt, long white shirt, is Erkstein. Erkstein. I said it twice. I'll say it again. Erkstein. I mean, that was the guy that I took. He was from the feds. He was from the Pentagon. And he is the one that I questioned. Why don't we have body flag markers? Where's the orange flags? Where's the luggage? Where's the parts? Where is everything? Shut up. Just shut up.
That's what he told you, huh?
No. What he told me was, It's none of your damn business. That's what he told me. I want to say what's on the internet already because that's what he said. I feel kind of embarrassed saying that. A federal person like that. It's none of your damn business. Boy, that's really good for my Superman.
Well, don't you see? See, here's another reason why they don't want you talking. If you got his name correct, or even close to correct, you just identified another one. Don't you see? And that means everybody who knows him, if they hear about Sam Danner, and they hear what you say, they may think, wait a minute, this guy works over here, and he's friends with so-and-so, and so-and-so. Don't you see? You're exposing this whole network. And this is why they're so afraid of that you're talking. Nobody's obsessing with you at all. There's only a few radio interviews. There's only a couple web pages. If you count up the web pages on the Vatican or the globalists, and you'll see millions. We're not obsessing over you, but what frightens them is you have some names of people. And you are a witness, and now Russell Pickering is so deep in it, he can't get himself out. And everybody he supports should be looked at. And, you know, go to Russell Pickering's site and look at who's on that site. Who does he link to? Who does he support?
He's got a site?
Yeah, Pentagon Research. I think it's pentagonresearch.com or something. He's got a site to search on his name.
Yeah, I guess I would do some research on him. He surely has done to me.
Well, yeah, if you look into him, he's been in this 9/11 thing for years.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, but he's not there to help out. He's there, like most of the investigators, he is there to cover it up and confuse and send people in the wrong direction and intimidate.